Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, a special 4th of July weekend edition. As you can see, we're wearing our red, white, and blue. Bill, that's all he's wearing is the American flag. He's wrapped up in the American flag.
It's not a very big one. I'll be pointing that out.
Yeah, I am a little disturbed by that.
More of a skirt.
That. Yeah, a Sulu.
The little one with the stick.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for noticing the stick.
Angela, that wasn't really necessary. But anyway, let's just move on. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on the line. They are the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're going to prove it July 31st as we bring Bill. And I don't know if he'll wear his red, white, and blue Sulu on board for the Turks and Caicos adventure July 31st.
Not for the flight. I have a tendency to splay.
Clay, are you going to be on that vessel? Are you going to want to see this display of... I don't know, fashion faux pas?
I was thinking about it, but the idea is getting a little bit scary right now.
Yeah, that mental image is burned into your brain right now, and I'm sorry.
I really didn't need that. I got to get new glasses.
Yeah, nobody did. But, you know, hey, if I'm going to be abused like that, I feel that it's necessary to spread the pain around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're always so good to hang out with.
Yes. Yeah, it's what friends are for.
Right? Here's the one question that I have about this boat. Will there be enough salmon-flavored vodka to satisfy my needs?
Salmon-flavored vodka?
Yeah, it's some new thing we found out about today on the show.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wasn't in on the didn't get a chance to hear the previous part of the show, but I can get some salmon and some vodka. And I guess you just
squeeze
hard enough.
Exactly. Same kind of thing.
They make it in Alaska, and the Inuit chew up the salmon. And then spit it into a vat, and they use that to flip. I wish I was lying. Boy, do I wish I was lying.
Well, we're going
to
be
here, too. Do you have to strain the bones out first?
I think they do that for you, because they still want it to have that clear color.
That comes later.
Not be smoky looking.
Nice. Well, we're going to be in the Turks and Caicos. Maybe we can do tuna-flavored vodka.
That would be
just
so
as
much
disgusting.
Better.
I don't know. But anyway, July 31st is the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. There still are a few spots left. Our buddies Dan Orr and his wife Betty are going to be on board from Divers Alert Network. That's going to be a special treat. He's going to give a seminar on the vessel a couple evenings during the trip, which, I mean, this is the big cheese at Divers Alert Network. This is going
to
be quite a treat.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a treat for everybody on board. And once again, you get to see Bill and myself.
Well, as long as he doesn't show up in like a Dan Dive flag or something like that.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
Nice.
Don't give him any ideas. The guy is, he's twisted just like us, despite his official title there in Dan, and God bless him for it. He's fun to hang out with, but don't give him any ideas because he might just take you up on it. But
well,
let's
far
just
be it from me.
Yes, exactly. Now let's move on to some other things, though. Obviously, you can book that trip by going to exploreventures.com or calling 1-800-322-3577.
Okay, so the next question, now that we've moved on to a new topic, does Explorer Ventures have a flag?
And can Bill wear it?
You know, we actually had one many, many, many years ago.
Yeah,
and it got so tattered, and we had to replace it so often that we finally gave up.
All right, I'll tell you what. On our trip, why don't we create an Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio buff, and let's take a page out of the Survivor manual. And I don't know, man, that was a bad idea.
That's good. I'll talk to Lynn about that one. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, he likes one. Finally, how about that?
Actually, we've got a flagpole on the front of Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 that never has anything on it.
Okay.
I think that'd be
you're not
going to
say that on Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, and if Bill gives us any crap, we'll just hang him from it.
There, good point. Good point. Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
I would guess that it's going to happen if that's the prerequisite.
Once again, 1-800-322-3577 for Explorer Ventures to book that trip in the Turks and Caicos July 31st. However, we got to get an update on the Galapagos, your newest vessel. Is it about to sail real close? What's the latest on that there?
It is. The boat is done. It is fueled. It is ready to go, and it'll be leaving Monday morning first thing from Guayaquil to head out there. We ended up being a week late, 2 weeks later than we thought we would, simply because of paperwork, new issues that came up. Nothing major, but everything just takes a little bit of time. So that's the way it works sometimes with government.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When you get into these the inner workings of the politics and how the different countries operate, you have to jump through a few hoops here and there. But you've done it, and you're good to go. And so the first cruise of the Humboldt Explorer leaves on Monday.
It'll be actually the it'll be going out to the Galapagos on Monday, and then the first cruise will leave July 12th.
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right. So they're going out to do a little run, and then they come back and pick up some passengers and good to go.
Yep, and I'm we're the first new brand new permit for all the new regulations in the Galapagos National Park that they changed about 2 years or so ago now. So we've been blazing the trail. It's been a little bit more time-consuming than we thought, but I hope whoever comes next has a lot easier time of it.
Well, I'm sure they will. You did all the hard work for them, all the heavy lifting. Now they come in and just skate right through, probably. And
isn't that always the way it works?
Yeah, but you're the first. You're
exactly.
The original. So that there has to be something said for that right there. Now, the Humboldt Explorer... tell me a little bit more about this specific vessel, because I know a lot of work has went into this the last couple of years. I mean, what's going to set this boat, apart from some of the other vessels out there as far as liveaboard platforms?
Mainly the hull.
Yeah, that'll set it apart. No, it's a 100-foot, a little over 100-foot steel monohull. Very fast. Actually, the inspector that inspected her for the final time last week called her a Ferrari.
Oh, nice.
Big, wide, full-width salon and big staterooms with, absolutely beautiful beautiful staterooms with, obviously, bathrooms and all that. A huge sun deck with a hot tub and part shaded, part not. Great place to sit up and see the sights go by. It's just an absolutely gorgeous boat.
Now, you said it's one of the faster ones out there, and that's important when you're running to the Galapagos, because that's quite a long run from the main island to the Galapagos Islands, right?
Well, it's a long run from the coast of Ecuador out to the Galapagos. That's about 600 miles. But then, each week you've got to get from the central archipelago, the Galapagos, up to Darwin and Wolf. And that's about 150 plus miles each way. So, yep, it helps to have a fast boat to make that as quick as possible and go up there and get as much diving in as you can do.
Now, is it like all the other Explorer Ventures liveaboards where, all your meals are included in the package as well as all the
salmon vodka you need?
Well, the alcohol, you guys actually include that, right?
We include on that boat. We include some drinks. Sometimes the premium stuff is very, very expensive to get out in the Galapagos.
But you have a stash.
Yeah, everything's included.
Yeah, they have a stash of something there for everybody.
I do think salmon vodka is very, very, very easy to come by there, though. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of that each week.
Well, now here's the thing: they now make bacon vodka, salmon vodka, garlic vodka. And I think if that's what you had for vodka, I think you'd save a lot of money on drinks. I really do.
I think you're probably right. And I think somebody needs to get a life.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who thinks of bacon vodka?
I don't know, but we ought to talk about
the folks at Wendy's.
Vodka radio. That might be our next adventure here with our little group, the way this is going. But that'll be for another day. So the Humboldt Explorer full force. If you want to book it, 1-800-332-3577 or go to exploreventures.com and look for all the information right there on their website. So what else we got going on? What about the Maldives?
What about the Maldives boat is under construction. It's absolutely, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous as well. A little bit bigger, about 130 foot wood construction. I've seen the construction photos. I'm going down in October to see the boat itself. But it's just old world craftsmanship. It's if you're into boat building, it's very cool to see the thing under construction. We've got a page on our website that gives a hint of how the thing's going to look.
Nice. So it sounds like it's going to be a real. I don't know, a cruiser's dream, as far as if you really want to do some serious boating, this is going to be a little bit more of a romantic type of adventure.
Actually, the training film for the crew is actually going to be Master and Commander.
There we go.
I think that's not true.
You think that's not true?
He's humoring you now, Bill.
Well, it could be Sahara, maybe.
Okay. We'll go with that one. Why not? All right, so that's in the works, and the first trips to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures will be in 2011.
Yep, 2011. The last week in February, she'll be in the water in January, going out in February. Luckily, we don't have the government issues there that we had to face in the Galapagos. So that'll be a nice change.
Nice. Now, and I know you got some specials coming up with the Turks boat itinerary, as well as the Northeast Caribbean.
The Caribbean Explorer 2 is finishing up in the Bahamas, and she'll be headed back to the Northeastern Caribbean here in about 2 weeks. And we've got certain weeks over the late summer and fall that there are some great specials on for both that itinerary and the Turks and Caicos boat. And in the whole month of November, we've got discounts for veterans as well.
Excellent. So, take advantage of that for the month of November. Also, July, August, September for that Turks and Northeast Caribbean. You know, it's kind of weird that, you know, people don't go, you know, that's like slow season for some of the liveaboard bookings. But, man, that is the best time of year to go diving in the Caribbean, period, bar none, with the exception of if you happen to run into a problem of having a hurricane in the area. But the odds are always with you on that, right?
Yeah, the odds are way with you. And if a storm does threaten with modern forecasting, you can we can reschedule the trip for later or whatever. But yeah, you're right. The diving there is in all parts of the Caribbean, it's just gorgeous that time of year.
It really is, especially the month of September. Just book your trip and get some trip insurance. And if a storm comes up and creates a problem for you, you're covered that way. But, hey, the people at Explorer Ventures have been more than understanding when issues like that have come up in the past. And they're just great folks. That's why they are the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
Did you know that you could get trip insurance with your Dan insurance?
I did not know that. Yeah. No, I did know that. You can.
It's true. Dan's got excellent trip insurance as well as dive accident insurance policies.
Yeah. So, get all that stuff taken care of. And don't worry about the hurricane stuff. Month of September, the seas are still flat calm because of the summer months, because the winds have died down. And the visibility is borderline. It's spectacular. Matter of fact, when we're going down to the Turks, July 31st through August 7th, that was the same time frame I went on my first trip on that boat in the Turks and Caicos, and the visibility was absolutely—it was like diving through air.
Yep.
So I'm looking
forward
to it.
Does that get confusing?
It does, but it makes for great photos and video. We had Mermaid Nikki at the time. This time we have Bill, the producer.
I don't know if you traded up.
Maybe we don't need a viz.
I don't think you traded up.
As good a viz as I thought we did. Right, Tony's coming. That's right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. With Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, that's... they're easily amused. What are you going to do? You know, but that is kind of like the soundtrack to our Get Down in Grenada event that we have coming up in August, August 22nd. We're planning to head over to that part of the world.
Do we have any sort of independent confirmation that is the soundtrack?
I don't know. Let's ask Gerlinda from Aquanauts Grenada. What do you think, Gerlinda? Did that kind of put a spring in your step, a little extra groove in your groove thing?
Hey, Greg, that's actually Gerlinda is just busy in the kitchen.
Outstanding. Okay. That's nice. Is nice.
I think Peter was tapping his foot.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, what happened was Gerlinda said, I cannot continue to listen to this. Take the damn phone.
Maybe. You're laughing a little bit too hard there, Peter. That was
No, she was so surprised by the call, you know, she couldn't take it.
Yes, who can blame her? Who can blame her? Seriously. Peter and Gerlinda, two of our favorite folks in the dive industry, AquanautsGrenada.com. Obviously, they run the dive operation there on the island of Grenada. Now, yeah, Peter, I wanted to bring you on today because we've changed our Get Down in Grenada event a little bit. It's going to end up, we're going to bounce around a little bit to different places on the island and really get a little bit more flavor for the entire area. You got the island of Grenada. You have the sister island of Carriacou just offshore there. We're going to do a little bit of both. That's still in development. And I want to throw something at you because I was told yesterday that there are discussions underway to possibly find a resident of Grenada and crown her as a scuba radio mermaid. Have you heard about this, or is this news to you?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the whole great news is you're going to go further down than you expected.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really going to tear you down. No, we got a great deal of support from the Grenada Board of Tourism for the trip, so we're going to make it better, bigger, deeper, longer, whatever.
It's
going to be just great. I mean, you guys are going to get the chance to go up to Carriacou, experience Carriacou, go diving there, and find out what else is going on the island. And definitely, we're going to do a lot of fun things here in Grenada. One of the things that we came up, you know what? We're going to have a Miss Mermaid Grenada contest.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah, so we're basically going to crown a local Grenadian. Is it a Grenadian? Is that what you consider yourself, by the way, or what?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to find a Grenadian and crown them a mermaid for a year.
Yes, and, exactly.
And turn it into a whole big event. Of course, we'll have Mermaid Angela there to kind of look up to aspire to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And who else is coming?
We have Mermaid Tony. We got a couple other working on a couple more. And Bill won't be there.
Okay, somebody has to work. Well,
that's right. That's exactly it. And we're working on the Scuba Cowboy and a few other folks and surprises. It's going to be quite an event for sure. But I'm looking forward to it. And obviously we'll get more details to you when they become available.
All right, so we've established that the people that live on Grenada are Grenadians.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that work that live on Carriacou, are they Carriacouscous?
Let's not go there right now, okay?
Yeah,
Carriacouscians. You've got to talk to somebody on the island what they want to be called.
Yeah, okay, we'll find out.
You want to be politically correct.
Yes, we will. We'll find that out here in the next couple weeks. Well, what's the diving like today there, Peter? Is it looking good in Grenada or what?
Yeah, actually, the water is nice and warm. Like it's like 86, 88
Holy
degrees,
cow.
You know?
Beautiful.
Just the light breeze, so it's not too hot on top. And just beautiful weather, sun shining. And, you know, all we need is more people.
That's right. Just another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, we just had like the folks down here from Sport Diver taking lots of pictures and having fun and done a lot of diving there. And so a lot of exciting things happening in Grenada right now.
Absolutely. The Spice Island. Go to AquanautsGrenada.com. You can book it today. Go down there and experience your little piece of paradise. Like I said, we're going to go down there August 22nd. Through it looks like September 2nd is the time frame we're going to be down there and hanging out with Peter, Gerlinda, and a few other dive operators there from the island of Grenada and Carriacou. I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying Carriacou. It's Carriacou.
Really, you were saying the name of a place
that can't
wrong?
Be right.
Impossible to imagine.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Problems I have doing this show is not only do I not know how to pronounce half the islands we visit until I get there and hear everybody tell me what the name of them are.
Yes.
It's hard to keep everything straight from where we're going to go next and what we got to, you know, get situated after this trip.
Just so
get
I understand.
For this next trip. It's just crazy. My head is spinning.
Just so I understand. To make sure that I completely understand what you just said,
okay.
Since I'm going on a trip with you in less than a month.
That's right, July 31st.
Did you say you have trouble keeping everyone straight on these trips?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I have a little bit of trouble with that in general, so I just want to know if that's going to be an additional hassle for me on this trip.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Not that there is. Like, I don't know. Yeah, no, we don't. We have fun. It's just a big love fest. And everybody just hangs out, has a good time, goes diving, talks about it on the radio. But I can't keep track some of these things from destination to destination.
I understand. Sometimes you forget where something was.
I was just in Keys last week. I was down in South Florida last week. I'm going down to South Florida tonight. And I'm going to spend July
4th. So you can't keep track the places that you drive to versus the places you fly to.
Then I got to go to the Turks and Caicos. Then I have to go to Grenada.
You can't keep track the places in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere.
It just hard.
The places where it's today and the places where it's yesterday.
My plate is full. And in between all of this, I'm actually doing some dive instruction. I'm actually teaching my latest dive student.
Very nice.
Yeah, Scott is his name, and he is he's working through the course. We've gotten through him all his confined water training, his knowledge reviews and things.
Okay,
the paperwork, the book work,
nice
through this week, and as well as his pool sessions.
Nice,
he's all done. Now he's ready to go
into the water.
Yeah, like
do
you,
some open water certification.
You're going to do a little refresher before we head down to the Turks and Caicos.
I need to get into the water. I haven't been in the water in a year.
Right, and so that's absolutely necessary that you get in, you get used to it again. Maybe go through a little refresher course with a dive guide or whatever the case may be, or go out on a charter boat with a dive guide just to refresh your skills a little bit before you head out on that liveaboard trip.
Absolutely.
Because then you'll be properly prepared and stuff when we get out there on the boat and just can enjoy yourself. That's the whole idea, right?
Enjoyment. Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want
to
go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this
This is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
Yeah, you know, I got to talk about the Florida Keys a little bit here because, you know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida, and the Orlando Sentinel ran a story this morning in the newspaper about the oil spill. And, you know, when I was talking about this a little bit last week on the show, when I went down through the Keys and talked to a few of the dive operators, the conditions have been fantastic for scuba diving. They've had some of the best visibility they've had in 20 years down in the Florida Keys. With the exception of the day I was there, because it started blowing, of course. But the one complaint they had, they said, Greg, the conditions are great. We have no oil, but people are canceling their dive trips down here to the Florida Keys because they're worried about this oil spill. And the reality is that there is no effects of the oil, not yet. And actually, some of the reports, at least when I was down there last week, they were saying it's not going to affect us at all. And however, there's a story in the paper in the Orlando Sentinel today, and the headline is Tar Balls in the Keys or something to that effect. And when you read the story, it talks about how there's a 60% chance or 60-70% chance that some officials from NOAA believe that tar balls are going to come within 20 miles of the Florida Keys. And there's no guarantee. They're putting this assumption or this idea on some computer models that they usually use. It's probably a similar technology they use for hurricanes, which we know how scientific and exact science that has become. And the reality is that kind of storytelling, that kind of report put out by NOAA, and then it's picked up by the newspapers, is killing these dive operators. And people are canceling their dive vacations down there for no good reason. They're not really, they should not be doing that. It's bad, bad form. So you got to be very, very careful not to just listen to the hype, but to take advantage of the conditions that are going on in the Florida Keys right now. So, you know, I'm trying to put the word out there. Don't believe everything you read. If you're not in Florida, oh, man, and you see a story like that up north in Chicago or up in Jersey or wherever you may be in the country, trust me, the Keys are open. It's big. It's huge. The diving's great right now. It's going to be like that for at least even if the worst-case scenario, they're still saying this is months away before it could have any impact. So don't be canceling your trip next month or in July, August, or even September because you're worried about this oil stuff. It's just it's nonsense.
And I'll tell you, Scuba Radio puts their money where your mouth is.
What do you mean?
I was just on the phone with James from the Scuba Radio chat room. The next Scuba Radio chat room dive is going to be down in the Keys.
Well, there you go.
In early August.
Yeah, and by the way, a lot of the dive operators in the Keys, if God forbid something does happen with the oil and it does end up becoming a factor, they're offering like refunds and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, you're kind of protected both ways. God forbid if an issue does arise with the oil spill. But the bottom line is don't believe everything you read. Call the dive operator and check with them and find out what they're doing.
Or read more than just the headline.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all know Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Yes, we're going to be bringing our traveling road show to Dominica, literally next week, for Dominica Dive Fest. Check it out, DominicaDiveFest.com. Simon Walsh from Nature Island Divers and from the Dominica Water Sports Association is on the line from the island as we speak. Simon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, not too bad, Greg. How's things?
They're good. Well, we got something to look forward to. It always makes things better when you know you're about to... go to paradise here in a few days. You know what I'm saying, Simon? You're jaded because you live there, I guess.
You're talking about getting on a plane, coming to Dominica with three mermaids. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it ain't a bad gig if you can get away with it. That's for sure. So, are you guys excited? Is Dive Fest shaping up nice this year or what?
Yeah, everyone's very excited down here. We're looking forward to kicking Dive Fest off on Friday. I might say I'm probably more tired than I am excited, but... get some rest before next Friday, hopefully, when everything kicks off. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of work over the last week, 10 days, making sure everything's in place. But I think it's going to be a great dive fest this year.
Nice. I am looking forward to it. Friday is the press conference, right? Is that how you're setting it up again this year?
Well, yeah, the press conference, same way as last year. So we'll have the mermaids at the press conference. What we found last year, I remember, Greg, was there's nothing like getting media to come to a press conference and having the mermaids frolicking in the swimming pool in the background.
Yeah, that was good. They didn't care about me, that's for sure. But, man, when they saw there were mermaids in the water, they were like, hey, hello, we got to get some of this for TV.
It might be the first time the minister didn't get much camera time either. I think the cameras kept drifting off to the mermaids even when the minister was speaking.
Yes, well, but he didn't seem to mind either. So, you know, it was all good.
His head was turning, too.
Yes, I don't know. It's a universal language of the mermaid, I guess. You know, that's just what we're here to share on the island.
Of course, we have on the Friday night, we have the first event is the Red and White Dive Fest night, which is like sort of a... fun night of events, so everyone's going to be dressed up in white. We have band playing, we have all kinds of fun that's sponsored by Digicel, and you'll be happy to know Kabuli beer. And Greg, we're going to have Kabuli beer on tap, draft Kabuli at that event.
Ooh, they're going to have Kabuli beer on tap. Now, Kabuli is a local brew there on the island of Dominica. It is a tasty concoction for sure. And, I didn't know they actually had it on tap available, so this will be a new experience for us.
It'll be new, so you're going to love it. It's really good. And, of course, we're really happy that Jules International and Swiss Army Victorinox are bringing them down. They're our sponsors for the mermaids.
So yep, they're the mermaid sponsors.
For those guys back on board this year, so they'll be at the as well. And maybe we'll put the girls in some jewelry again this year from Jewelers International and do a photo shoot.
That's right, and then put a knife to their necks.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you got the Swiss Army people, Vitrinex.
Victoria Equinox.
Victoria, yeah, whatever it is.
That's not right.
But the Swiss Army people, are they going to make a special mermaid Swiss Army knife, you know, where maybe it comes out, like a tail comes out
nice.
Of the Swiss Army knife? I think that would be a good way to commemorate
no.
the event.
I'm going to go with no.
I'll let you speak to them about that one, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not bringing Bill. So we don't got
to
worry about
the Swiss Army probably isn't very familiar with mermaids since Switzerland is landlocked.
Oh, no. They know about the mermaids. They sponsored them last year, too, and they wanted to do it again. So that says a lot right there, I think. They're good folks.
Exactly. No, those guys were great last year, and we really appreciate them bringing everyone down to Scuba Radio and the mermaids coming down. That's it's great sponsorship to have people like that in Kabuli. And of course, this year we got our big sponsor coming on Digicel. So you know, all those guys make it possible for us to put this event on. And we do tons of good events. The diving conditions are superb right now. So let's just hope the weather stays up and you guys will get some great dives in. And also, because diving every day with Sea Life cameras, that'll be fun too.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a ball, and it's just gonna be a fun event. It's always a great event, but this is the first time we've been able to come out and literally be there for the entire Dominica Dive Fest, all 10 days of fun and frolic, and that includes some amazing topside activities too, the waterfalls, the swimming hole areas, all these mountainous rainforests. The hot springs, yes.
I hear a little voice saying hot springs, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's Angela.
Yeah, she's a little excited about that.
I guess you're pretty psyched too.
I am totally stoked. I can't wait to see you next week.
All right, that's great. Well, we certainly look forward to having you down here, and Woody's your chauffeur again this year. So, as you know, Woody Lawrence with his business driving people around, so he's going to be a chauffeur again for the week.
Excellent. Yeah. Did Woody have to actually pay for this privilege, Simon? I'm just checking.
He's one of the first to volunteer every year.
Yes, he knows a good thing when he sees it, and great guy.
So I'm actually pretty psyched because you guys are going to be here for the Kabuli canoe races on
yes.
the last day, which you've never seen before.
Right? Are we going to put the mermaids in the water and have them try to sabotage the canoes like we were talking about a few weeks ago, or is that idea been nixed?
No. Everything's up in the air. I'm up for it. But obviously, if they're going in the water, they'll have to cut back on their drinking. I'm not sure we can ask him to do that.
Yeah, Angela just looked at me. She's like, no, don't even go there, Greg. Yes.
We also have a Monster Energy drink on board this year, so there are going to be lots of games along the thing where you can win some drinks and stuff like that.
Man,
so we revamped the activity, so we're actually this year we're running along the shore, so it's going to be a really spectator-friendly event, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. You can just stay on shore and see all the activity, and these are the old sort of the Carib canoes where we get a lot of corporate teams to come down and race in these very tipsy-turvy Carib canoes, and they sink and capsize, and everyone has a good time.
Yeah, nothing like building really a boat fun. That you know is going to sink, and then laughing at the people that are in the boat. Yeah, are the same people that build it the one that have to be in it, or do they give it to some other schlub and say, oh, yeah, take my vessel. It'll be fine.
Actually, our Water Sports Association bought all the boats. They're made by the Carib Indians, the Kalinago is up in the north. So they make them. We buy them from them. So we're kind of also keeping the tradition of making these boats old style. We're keeping that going as well.
But they don't like you, do they?
And people have sponsored the boats, so they have names painted on them and stuff like that. It's a pretty big deal down here. It's one of the biggest events in Dive Fest.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. DominicaDiveFest.com. Go there and get all the information. And, of course, listen to Scuba Radio over the next couple of weeks because we're going to be originating our broadcasts from Dominica for literally the next two shows. And we'll give you an idea of what it's like to be there on the island, on this beautiful piece of paradise there in the Caribbean. All right,
those shows are always fun.
What?
Those shows are always fun.
Oh, they're a blast, especially when I'm there and you're not.
Yeah, whatever.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Yes, we are going to definitely be getting down next week in Dominica, DominicaDiveFest.com. Once again, the next two shows will be originating from the Nature Island. And we're going to do everything, topside, belowside, cover everything we possibly can, uncover a few things maybe if we can get away with it.
Like your pink Sulu?
We're going to uncover some topside things.
What's that?
We're going to uncover some topside things.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, neither do I.
Okay. No, Dominico's just a beautiful place, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait to hang out with Simon, Woody, and the gang, all the dive operators. I mean, it's just
all the names you've mentioned so
fun.
Far are men. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Okay, and we're going to be just having a good, fun, you know, it's just the dive community down there really strong. It's really strong. And on a serious note, that, you know, a good friend passed away a few months ago, and I know they're doing a lot of the events, and they're going to honor his memory at Dive Fest next week. And I'm talking about Derek, and you'll hear more about that in the next couple weeks on the show. But I know they're coming together, and they're going to celebrate big time this year for Dominica Dive Fest. And it's going to be a blast. I can't wait. James, you're not going either. So you're here.
Yeah, I can't wait to not go, Greg.
But you can
can't
listen. Wait. To me and Angela next week, the next 2 weeks on the show, and actually, if you'd like, you could, you and Scott, or not Scott, but you
you're
and
really
having
trouble
Bill.
Keeping me straight, too,
actually,
huh?
No, you and Bill could get together for a Scuba Radio listening party.
I get the podcast on my iPhone, so yeah.
Well, so you're saying you would rather not listen to it with Bill around? Is that what you'd rather have a more personal experience?
To be honest, he never wears pants when he listens.
Oh, here we go again.
So
well,
you
there
guys
you go.
Have something in
That's
common.
Right. See? So why not? Why don't you two? Come on. You both might need a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
And if you lean on each other, then you'll hold yourselves up. No? Yeah?
You'll pay for that, Greg.
All right, I'll pay for that, but I'll be in Dominica and you won't. So
in your face, losers!
Yeah.
So how many of the listeners will be there with you?
Oh.
Checking.
There'll be a few.
Touché,
yeah.
Bill.
No, we got a big dive shop out from the Midwest that I know is coming out. We're going to interface with them. So it'll be a good time. Just make sure you listen next couple weeks. Live from Dominica. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. I'm off to see some fireworks for the 4th of July. Hope you're doing the same.
Very nice.
Till that show in Dominica. Remember, it's always better. Angela.
Down where it's wetter.
Good job, everybody. Woo!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.